Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ over there, her Steve, is going to be part of a historic event here in New York State. And I don't think I'm overstating that. It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Okay.
He does road crew.
So historic.
Historic. He's going to be, working the road crew for that. But yeah, this, he couldn't even explain it. Like, he didn't even.
The project is so
huge.
Big.
It's the size of 10 football fields.
Yeah.
It's massive. And there are going to be tons and tons of trucks and things as this thing is built. You got to explain this because I had to come in here when I was on the phone with Steve and go, wait a minute.
You don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, let me go find a nerd who knows what will know what's going on. Billy.
So the Micron factory is going up in Syracuse. And you probably have heard about this over the years. It's this huge project. They're making semiconductors, which, long story short, remember during COVID, expensive computers got super expensive.
Yeah.
Cars weren't being produced because they didn't have the parts to put the computers into them. The semiconductors, the memory chips, all that stuff, they're going to be making that at this Micron technology. It's a $100 billion facility.
Right. And that's federal money, state money. That's just a lot of money.
$100 billion.
And it's called a mega fab, and it's a campus. It's in Clay, which is right north of Syracuse.
Yeah.
So it's set to be the largest in U.S. history.
It's going
to
take them 20 years to finish this project.
600,000 square feet.
God. 40,000 jobs, or I'm sorry, 9,000 direct jobs, 40,000 supply chain jobs.
And it says they're going to be high paying.
A lot of them will be high paying.
That will be nice.
Because it's clean room, and yeah, that's very expensive to do. We need this. We don't want to be held captive to another country who could have said, Taiwan, right. Japan, China, whatever, wherever these things are coming from, could have said, we're not selling these to you anymore.
Right.
We're dead in the water. Like, you can't produce anything, you can't make computers, you can't make cars anymore. Like, our world would stop. So it's important that we have these facilities here in the United States.
I wonder why, and I'm not, why Syracuse?
Oh, I know that there was a lot of political finagling that went back and forth.
Okay, I just didn't know. I'm like,
yeah, I don't know.
It's bizarre. It's just an area that I wouldn't think is vast enough for them to be like, okay, we'll take 600, we'll put a 600,000 square feet facility here.
Yeah.
But
this project is going to be so massive that if you're listening to this radio station and you know somebody in the trades, there's a good chance at some point you're going to know somebody who's worked on this facility. And I mean, you're going to be able to see this thing from space. That's how big it is.
Oh my gosh.
Huge. Don't do this, TJ. Don't do it without consulting first, or at least having a conversation. To Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Consulting.
At least having the conversation.
Like asking permission?
No. I'm planning on doing this weekend. I just want to let you know.
Uh-huh. Well, this is my problem there, Billy.
Don't do it.
This weekend, my friend, is the Arcade Fishing Derby.
Yeah.
So there's three weekends. There's a Wellsville Fishing Derby somewhere in Pennsylvania, and then the Arcade one. This is the Arcade weekend, which means my husband and son will be leaving tomorrow and not returning until Sunday. I have a couple days of me time.
2.5 days.
Yeah.
To wreak havoc on that home.
And my bedroom is making me crazy. I've been talking about it obsessively. And what happens is you're like, yeah, yeah. And then you work on one of the kids' rooms. Or you put carpet here. You do something somewhere else. But for some reason, our bedroom has never been touched.
So what do you want to do?
I'm tearing up the carpet.
Wall-to-wall carpet?
Wall-to-wall carpet. It should have been gone a long time ago.
Are you putting down new carpet or new flooring, or what are you doing?
Eventually, but I'm going to tear it all up, get all the everything out of there. And I know that Steve's just going to be like, well, wait,
if it's just plywood under there and you're not putting anything else down.
It's not plywood. There's wood flooring underneath it.
Okay.
And we're going to put something in there, but it's going to take a while. This is why I'm not going to tell him, because that's what he would do.
They're legit questions.
You better wait until I'm home. So I'm just going to do it. I mean, he knows that I'm not happy with the room. We've discussed like a plan, but so he just doesn't know the timing of
by
it.
By tearing up the carpet, you are forcing his hand.
Correct. Yeah, kind of.
Very bold.
It's not bold.
It's bold.
I know where affordable carpeting is. We can install our own. I've done plenty of flooring. I know what I'm doing.
Are you going to do the whole project?
Well, I mean, I'm going to tear it up.
That's not the whole project.
Well, I'm going to tear it up.
That is not the whole project.
The court of public opinion is now in session.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
All right, if you have something for the Court of Public Opinion, we would love to hear from you. Head over to the Odyssey app, click on send a message. You can record a message, and we'll get it here in the studio. And as always, you can call our studio line, 252-9233.
Hey, this is Matt from Fairport. I was just let go from my job, and I got a pretty generous severance package. So instead of jumping straight into another job, I'm thinking about taking an extended trip while I figure out what I actually want to do next. And I've run the numbers. I could live for about 6 months on the severance before touching my savings. So spending 3 months traveling doesn't feel completely reckless. I've never really taken time like this for myself, but I also don't want to look back and feel like I made a dumb financial decision. Is this a responsible reset, or am I being irresponsible with the money I might be down the road?
I would be so paranoid.
Oh my gosh. Do it.
I would be so paranoid. First of all, 3 months.
Matt, do it. 585-252-9233. Court of Public Opinion. I'll tell you what. Now is the time. I don't think you'll look back and regret a financial decision. I think you'll look back and regret you didn't take this time. As, you know.
3 months.
I mean, it's severance.
Maybe 2 weeks.
He said that he's got savings.
Here's
I mean, it's
scary
not like
part.
He's like not, he's, I don't know, just on a whim going. And
but
then
this
he's
is the
broke.
Scary part. What if he doesn't get a job in the next 6 months? Then he's going to look back and go, I shouldn't have spent all that money.
What if? What if?
Hello?
What if the sky falls, Billy?
What if you lose your house? What if they come and take your car? All right, what do you think? 252-9233. Don't listen to her. Today's Court of Public Opinion. Matt left a message for us over on the Odyssey app. You can head over there, search for the B, and then click on send a message. We get those here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Matt got about a 6 month severance package.
Yeah.
Just got laid off from his job. And he says, you know what? I want to travel for 3 months. I should have plenty of money. I won't even be touching my savings if I do that. Am I being irresponsible?
I say no. I said no, but we're going to go, of course, it's the Court of Public Opinion, so we're going to go to the phones.
Good morning, the B.
I think he should absolutely go for it.
Do
you
it.
Work to live, you work to live, not live to work, and as the song goes, time's a-ticking.
Amen, sister.
All right, well, listen, I got a shed he can live in when he comes back and doesn't find a job in 6 months.
He'll figure it out.
Yep. He seems like a smart kid, this Matt. He's got savings.
You know what? Remember the other day, the mom who just loaned money to the daughter and she went to Disney World?
Uh-huh.
Well, he could just call her.
This isn't loaned money. Do it, Matt.
He sounds like he's a smart guy. He'll figure it out, but you don't get these chances in life all the time, and he should absolutely go for it.
Text line is blowing up, 252-9233. Steal that kiss. Buy the drink. Make the trip. Life might be a lot of things, but it won't be long. Well, does that person have that like painted on their kitchen wall or something?
Won't be long. Is that a song? It could be lyrics to a song.
It could be that too.
This one goes, take the trip, YOLO, take the trip.
A lot of people saying take the trip.
But there are some who are like, that's a long time. 3 months, maybe scale it back a little bit. Maybe interview, secure a job and tell them you can start. You know, and then go take your trip.
Start on a certain date.
Right.
Yeah.
But I really think Matt wants to reset and maybe he wants to go a different way in life, right? So he just needs time to clear and his head in travel.
Yeah. So we're just, I mean, we're just having fun with this whole topic, but there's one text that came in that this is obviously somebody who works in the HR world. Be careful. 2026 AI filters are brutal. If they see a gap and no upskilling during that time, they might kick your application out before a human even sees it. That's the scary part about technology, that when you send in a resume nowadays, it doesn't go to a human first. It goes to a computer.
Oh my gosh. Your brain always goes there. Listen, look, let me share this text.
Take the trip. Just don't take 3 months.
Let me share this one. This said, oh my, OMG, I had a similar thing happen to me, and I chose to pull a camper across the country, Billy. I went 17,000 miles. I met my now husband, and while I was traveling, I saw so many amazing things. All caps, do it.
All right. People clearly do not agree with me on this.
They do not agree with you.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.